Geological time is long and slow, or at least it used to be. Ice ages, during which vast glaciers covered much of the northern continents, have sluggishly come and gone throughout the history of our planet. The last ice age lasted about 2.6 million years, with very gradual warming resulting from natural influences on Earth's climate. We slowly left that ice age and entered the Holocene epoch, which stretched out over 12,000 years until the 20th century under relatively stable temperatures, fluctuating only 1 degree Celsius above or below the average. Throughout that geological period, temperatures, precipitation patterns, and terrestrial and ocean ecosystems settled into a sweet spot of natural conditions conducive to human propagation and well-being. That environmental stability allowed the human species of approximately 10,000 people living in small tribes to start a sedentary life, evolve into agricultural farmers and settlers, and eventually develop cities, supported by industry and machine manufacturing. It allowed humans to thrive and the population to grow to the current 7.7 billion. During the Holocene, life created the conditions conducive to life, and we could have continued in that geological era, but we didn't. Over the past 50 years, we have severely undermined the environmental integrity of our blue marble and threatened our continued life here. Our post-industrial revolution lifestyles have caused massive damage to all our natural systems, mainly because of the unbridled use of fossil fuels and vast deforestation. The concentration of greenhouse gases in the atmosphere today exceeds anything we have had since well before the last ice age, resulting in extreme weather events of increasing frequency and intensity all over the world. Floods, heat waves, droughts, wildfires, and hurricanes. Half the world's tropical forests have been cleared, and every year about 12 million more hectares are lost. In about 40 years at the current rate, 1 billion hectares could be gone, a landmass equivalent to Europe. In the last 50 years, the populations of mammals, birds, fish, reptiles, and amphibians have on average declined by 60%. Some suggest we're already living through the sixth mass extinction. According to the latest research, 12% of all surviving species are currently threatened, and climate breakdown will significantly amplify that threat. Oceans have absorbed more than 90% of the extra heat we have produced over the last 50 years. As a result, half the world's coral reefs are already dead, and the Arctic summer sea ice, whose reflective capacity helps to regulate temperatures all over the world, is shrinking rapidly. The melt from land glaciers has already caused sea levels to rise more than 20 centimeters, leading to major salt intrusion in many aquifers, worsening storm surges, and existential threats to low-lying islands. In short, in just the last 50 years, we have catapulted humanity and the planet out of the previous benevolent Holocene epoch and into the Anthropocene, a new geological period in which biogeochemical conditions are dominated not by natural processes, but by the palpable impact of human activity. Humans are, for the first time ever, the prime driver of large-scale climate change on the planet. All studies you may read about the Anthropocene epoch point to the unprecedented levels of destruction that we have caused in just 5 decades. The underlying assumption in those analyses is that we have irretrievably cast our die and that increasing destruction will be the leitmotif of the entire geological era.